Welcome to Cancer Care, the podcast that explores everything about cancer and the latest treatment options available. Today's episode is focused on head and neck cancer, and I am your host, Dr. Murali Subramanian. In this episode, we will be discussing what head and neck cancer is, its risk factors, and the latest treatment options available. Head and neck cancer refers to the abnormal growth of cells in the head and neck area, including the throat, larynx, nose, sinuses, and oral cavity. The most common risk factors associated with head and neck cancer include tobacco use, excessive alcohol consumption, exposure to certain viruses like human papillomavirus. Also, a weakened immune system enhances the risk of head and neck cancers. Other factors such as poor oral hygiene and a family history of cancer can also increase the risk of developing head and neck cancer. If head and neck cancer is not detected early, it can spread to other parts of the body and become more difficult to treat. That is why it is essential to know the signs and symptoms of head and neck cancers. Some of the common early warning symptoms of head and neck cancer include a lump or sore that doesn't heal, pain or difficulty while swallowing, hoarseness or changes in voice, a persistent sore throat, ear pain or hearing loss, numbness in the face or neck, sometimes blood in the saliva or in phlegm. If you notice any of these symptoms, it's important to see a doctor who can perform a physical examination. It could be your dentist or an oncologist, and perform the right diagnostic tests to check for head and neck cancer. In terms of the treatment options, there are multiple treatment options ranging from surgery, radiation therapy, chemotherapy, and the latest forms of treatment, that is immunotherapy also. The choice of treatment depends on the stage of the cancer and other factors such as patient's age and overall health. So that's an overview of head and neck cancer. If you have any concerns or questions, talk to your doctor and don't ignore the early symptoms. We are here to help. Thank you for listening to Cancer Care, and we will see you on the next episode.